Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 4, Clash of the Bastards.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our proper way. For Boston, take Westerns of my way. And ever with a right shot as big bombs will touch me no more in the world. It's come for Boston, for Boston, our glory is on.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. This is Anvil.
This is Blue Arctic.
Yes, Blue Arctic has joined us again this week. He took his dress off.
Hi-yo!
And decided to come join the real people.
Hello!
Now, King Baby Duck is with the ninjas.
The ninjas?
Yes, he's at Anime Boston, so everybody there thinks they're ninjas.
Ninjas?
Like Chris Farley thought he was in Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah, it's kind of fun that we're watching that right now.
Yes.
Nah.
They helped me with that joke. I think I'm going to send the king a message and ask him if he is Haru, the Great White Ninja.
Yeah, but he's not nearly as fat.
Yeah, but he's funny looking too. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, fine. So, yeah, we went to go to the movies.
Really?
No, not really.
Okay.
So we went and saw Clash of the Titans. Yeah. I'm kind of like, maybe the first one was better.
Yes. I mean, the basis is the gods are mad at the humans because the humans don't respect them anymore. They tell them that they have 10 days to sacrifice a princess or the Kraken is coming back. Now, the Kraken, picture the ugliest person you've ever seen with the attitude of the last person you broke up with, and then you have a Kraken.
Yes. That's a pretty good one. Yes.
There's a demigod, son of Zeus, played by Sam Worthington, who
was in the last Terminator movies,
Terminator Salvation. Funny story about Sam Worthington. Now, he's been pretty, you know, a lot of movies, but he's from Australia. And a couple years ago, he just got tired of everything and sold everything he owned, hopped in his car, and drove away. Until he met James Cameron, who put him in Avatar.
Yeah, that's true. You got him on that one.
And that's when he picked his life back up and said, you know what? I'm not going to live out of my car again.
Yeah, well, he's not going to live out of his car, period, because of the fact that movie's making in so much fucking money.
He had all that money from other movies and stuff that he did, but he just got tired of all the materials and just wanted to live out of a suitcase, basically, because he wasn't all about the money. And that's what I like about this guy.
Yeah, that's true. I can give it to him on that one. But, I mean, with this, he did great acting on this one. But there were some parts of it that I felt that, you know, it was kind of, the movie should have been a little bit stronger or should have played a little bit faster.
Yeah.
It wasn't as epic as it was supposed to be.
And I would have loved to have seen some really good fight sequences. But they just weren't there. Especially with the Kraken, I would have loved to have seen a better fight.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to make a video game out of this, this thing would have probably had you running around up the fucking scales of the motherfucker, stabbing it everywhere you possibly could.
Yeah.
What else was there? I mean, yeah, it was cool that it was flying around on a Pegasus, but it's like the main basis was kind of cut off the fucking, you know,
Medusa's
head. And I was just like, huh, that's kind of funny. You know, we were kind of watching that on Percy Jackson.
Yep.
It's like, how many people have cut this bitch's head off?
That's what I'm saying. How many heads does she have?
Or how many fucking Medusas are there?
Or how many heads can she give?
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you might want to watch out for that. Then you get like an actual like rock hard hard-on because she, you know, wink. You'd be done.
Hey. No, no, but she turned everything to stone, not wood.
Oh. Well, that's true.
Now, I mean, they have some really beautiful women in this, too. I can't lie. The princess was beautiful, and that enchanted lady that helped him.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, like how... Yeah, I watched you grow up. Wait, doesn't that mean you're a grave a cradle robber and shit like that? What the fuck is wrong with this?
I watched you when you were born and everything, and now we're going to make some sweet, sweet love.
Giggity, giggity, go. No, that's not right. No, not at all. yeah, it was definitely kind of crazy kind of going through that part of the story, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I can seriously just give the story just one thumb up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it the same.
We can also put on there that we didn't see it in 3D. We felt that, fuck it, why are we going to pay more money to do 3D now? Because 3D hasn't been all that great. We've been noticing that a lot of shit hasn't been coming out that great, and getting glasses is not worth it.
Exactly, and I mean, a lot of the movies, there isn't a ton of 3D in the anyway.
Even though they're trying to probably flood the market anytime soon, but it's not happening. It's just not happening.
I think that they should have spent more time on some of the, you know, battle sequences and character development and stuff like that.
Yeah, they basically just went, you know, here you go, Liam Neeson's, you know, Zeus, and yeah, okay, it's Zeus, you know. And then they went and they didn't even really give Poseidon, you know,
there
like
was
really.
No Poseidon.
Yeah, it was. He was a guy on his Liam Neeson's right. Basically.
Yeah, he stood there.
He's like, brother, do this, blah blah blah. We should listen to him. Yeah, he had one line and he was gone. It's like they explain the whole fact that Zeus did this shit with the other brothers and ended up sending Hades down to fucking hell.
Yeah, by tricking him. There's a lot of things that could have been done differently. But some of the creatures looked awesome.
Yeah, there was
the scorpions.
The scorpions were fucking cool.
Those other creatures with the blue eyes and the blue hearts, awesome.
Yeah, they didn't really give them a name. They were just like, yeah, I fucking messed up those motherfuckers back in the day and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, great, what the fuck are they?
Yeah, they explain what they are, but they don't say what they are.
Well, I mean, I love that whole, like, they're giving the speech and everything like that. Perseus is like, yes, that my father told me that we would stand up one day and go blah 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 this and that for all man and woman kind and whatever the hell you are. Booger booger. I bet there's gonna be some movie that makes fun of that fucking thing just because.
Well, Blue, when I saw that creature, I thought of you.
Yeah, I know.
Blue eyes, big blue heart, and very funny looking.
And very fucking suicide bomber. Fuck you very much. Hey, don't fuck with my hair.
Hey. You're very pretty.
No, see, this is what happens when you're in college. You fucking just lose it.
Dude, I have no hair. You're saying, look at college,
I'm saying,
and I'm bald.
If you were in college, you wouldn't have time to shave your fucking head.
I still have a full-time job. I need to.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck you.
So anyways, dealing with this movie, one thumb up.
Yeah, one thumb. I think they should take somebody better. Give me Michael Bay directing this, and
there would have been explosions and shit.
Just like he's redoing the new Freddy Krueger movie.
Okay, wait, there was actually one explosion.
Oh, that doesn't really count.
But that was Medusa exploding. Oh, sorry, we're ruining it for you, aren't we? anyways, next to this, we wanted to go see Repo Men. What?
I'm about to ruin something for them. Medusa and the chick go at it. Like, really, like, yeah,
bang, don't
bring your children, yeah.
Okay, anyways, we're gonna go try to see Repo Men, but seeing that it's only been out in theaters for the last month, it's already down to two listings of times. So we were.
They repoed the listing.
Basically.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a couple people about this movie, and they said it's not really that scary, it's gory. They said it's like if they took Hostel and made it for children.
What?
Yeah. It's only gory, not scary.
I was expecting something like 1984 mixed with fucking, you know,
yeah,
Hostel.
That's what I was hoping, but no. A lot of people didn't like it. That's why it's been dropped so much.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to wait until it comes on, like, on demand or DVD or something like that.
Yeah,
either way.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably still watch it, but not in theater.
Wait, why would we need a theater? We got my big screen TV right here.
Because I want the people coughing behind me and the little snide comments from other people in the background.
And people kicking the chair and rustling
the popcorn.
Climbing
over you?
Yeah, I know, especially. I friggin' knocked knees with that guy. It fucking hurt.
Ooh. I don't know, when one of the girls went to go over, she slipped and she just missed Naomi in the groin. We would have been fighting if she got me.
My balls! That's it, woman! You're done!
It's like, you know, my emotion from getting hit would knock her over the seat. And her husband gets up to fight me, and the guy comes up to my belly button, so he headbutts me in the groin. He's like, ah!
I can only imagine that. It's like, need the balls! We must battle! And then just fucking go down to the front part of the seat and just Mortal Kombat starts playing, and they just kick each other's ass.
I'm doing it!
And that's Street Fighter, fuckhead.
Fuck you. I'm combining them. Didn't they do that in a video game?
Yeah, that was in the video game for Street Fighter.
Thank you. They combined them.
For Mortal Kombat?
Didn't they combine them yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I just gave them an idea to combine.
Well, then there you go.
Because I got my video games wrong. Everybody, as you already know, I'm not a gamer. I probably haven't played a video game since 1922.
Yeah, okay. On to the next thing. Let's take on sports.
Sports happened?
Sports, yes, sports.
Yes, I love sports.
Sports.
Well, what are we talking about in sports?
Well, how about we talk about what the fuck's going on with, you know, the whole Red Sox taking on the Yankees tomorrow. Even though it's Sunday and this is coming out Tuesday. So people will be like, yes, we either won or we either lost.
Yeah, so we have no clue what's going to happen.
We can make a prediction. Red Sox win.
I predict the Red Sox can win 1,000,000 to nothing.
That's not fucking feasible.
How do you know?
Because they would have called it by the time that already reached a certain... Okay, fine. Fuck you then.
They'll only call it if they run out of numbers in the entire state. No. I want to see a good game. Give me 3-2 Red Sox.
I want to see an 8-5.
Okay.
I'll see 8-5 Red Sox.
Well, because I'm looking at the pitchers for the game, and they're really good pitchers. Josh Beckett and CC Sabathia.
Yeah, but you still got the jitters. It's the first fucking day. Opening day is always jitters.
Yes, yeah, so, well, that's why I'm only giving 3-2. I can't wait to see John Lackey pitch in a Red Sox uniform in a real regular season game, because I've seen him preseason. Dude is fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. You know, totally awesome. And the only reason we're talking like this is because John Lackey is probably listening and taking our Bostonian accent class. It's awesome, dude.
Kind of like how we had to do that for Kurt Schilling, right?
Yes. And we're still trying to do it with Dice K.
You know what? I give up on that one.
Actually, Dice K knows how to have the Bostonian accent in Japanese only. We gotta teach him it in English.
Is there any A-sounding things in Japanese? No? Oh man, how are we gonna do this? We gotta have him learn how to butcher a fucking A.
Yeah, but we don't pronounce the R, so I was in a Chinese restaurant the other day, and Daisuke came in, and he's like, can I have some cab-a-goon? Right? Cab-a-goon. Cab-a-goon? Cab-a-goon! And he's pointing at the crab ragoons, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
So yeah, the Red Sox will take on the Yankees. It's the start of the regular season. We have plenty of baseball to go. 162 games.
Is that all?
That's it. Just before the postseason. Then we'll have a few more.
Hey, this is probably one of the first postseasons I can actually sit back and relax. Oh, wait. No, I'll still be probably working at night. God damn it.
Yeah. Now, moving on. The Celtics played last night, and they dropped a heartbreaker in overtime to the Houston Rockets. Okay, the Houston Rockets. I'm done now. Act like Dice K.
Well, they should have, the fucking Rockets should have hawked it because it is, I don't know, man. They just came out of left field with that shit.
That dude hit that three-pointer.
And it was over.
My heart stopped. I was pissed. But at least one good thing came out of yesterday's game. Rajon Rondo broke Bill Cousy's 50-year Celtics assist record for a single season.
Yeah, take that, motherfucker.
And the season's not over yet.
He's still going.
He's talking going.
No. All right, so now what's up with this? What? How many games do we got until the playoffs? Or are we still in there?
Who, the Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're holding on to, like, the fourth spot.
Okay, so what's going on?
We've already clinched the playoffs.
All right, then. Like, when's the playoffs?
A few weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, no, somebody was giving me shit. They were like, oh, yeah, it's a Final Four.
That's NCAA.
Exactly. And they were, like, giving me shit. They were like, no, that's NBA. No, it's NCAA, you fucking idiot.
Actually, I'm not even following the basketball. I'm watching the NCAA hockey because BC's in the Final Four.
Quick thing.
Yep. It's
talking about, you know, Boston College, correct? Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
What happened with the whole basketball coach? Didn't he get let go or fired or something
like
that?
Yes. He doesn't work for them anymore. They just couldn't agree in the long term.
Well, yeah, I mean, But he was for, like, what, the past 10 years or something like that?
Pretty close. Al Skinner. I'm not a huge fan of the man, so.
Well, I don't know. He's probably done some good, but he said, what was it? They had one of the highest, you know, rates of graduation for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not always you want to hear. Ooh. Well, I mean, actually, from a college standpoint, yes, yeah. You want to hear that. Like, a lot more percentage of the actual athletes are graduating from the team. But in another sense, you want to have them graduating and getting picked up by the NBA?
Yes.
That would be an accomplishment. But, yeah, it gets to the point where it's too hard to do that.
Yes. Now let's talk hockey.
Hockey!
Now, the Bruins lost the other night, and they actually had a chance to help themselves because we're in 8th place, but we're tied for 6th because all 3 teams have 82.
You're confusing me!
Okay. Shut up. So if we had won the other night, we would have been in 6th place with the other 2 teams lost. So tonight we're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, who suck. So we stand a chance of helping ourselves tonight, jumping up a spot or 2.
Yes, they suck hardcore.
Yes. They suck more than a $5 Asian hooker.
And that's from Canada!
Yes!
Because you know you gotta go to Canada for the prostitution.
Yes.
Yahtzee!
That's why you're married.
What?
Yeah, she didn't tell you.
When the hell that happened?
Last weekend.
I told you you shouldn't have gone to Canada!
Hey, what am I supposed to do, you know?
As South Park puts it, fuck Canada!
Yes, fuck Canada.
Right in its ass. With their flapping heads.
But if we're gonna fuck Canada, we have to say fuck England too, because, you know, they're owned by them.
Well, basically.
And I don't like them because they took over part of my country. Go Ireland.
So, fuck the Queen?
I don't know, she's kind of old. That might be dry. You might need some KY jelly.
Dude, I don't think there's enough KY jelly in the world to save that shit.
Take her to a pool, okay?
Back to sports!
Only us can have a conversation about sports and turn it into something dirty. Blue.
Alright. I'm sorry. Alright, so now what do you feel about the, you know, I mean, besides going like, yeah, we're gonna win. Like, what, you know, is Kessel gonna give us issues?
Never does. We just don't like him.
We just like taunting him every fucking time he comes around?
Yes. I mean, he is their best point scorer, though, which is an issue.
I don't know. What else is going on here?
Now, I do want to talk about something else that happened. A 17-year-old Notre Dame football recruit was killed over the weekend after falling from a balcony. His name was Matt James. He was on vacation with his family in Florida when he fell from the balcony.
What they're really trying to say is he owed debts to somebody.
No, actually, the reports coming in was that he was actually intoxicated.
Wait. Hold on. He was underage drinking?
Yes.
No fucking way.
It was spring break.
No fucking way.
I know. According to ESPN, a 17-year-old Notre Dame football recruit who was killed in a fall from a fifth floor hotel balcony during his senior year spring break in Florida was drunk and belligerent. Matt James died Friday around 6:30 p.m. on the Days Inn Hotel in Panama City Beach, Florida. He was dead when police arrived.
Okay, I'm going to call detective on this one.
Okay.
This is what I'm picturing here.
Oh, Lord.
Ready?
Yep.
Get ready for this one.
I'm ready.
His father
goes
and tells him, you've got to be a real man now. You got to learn how to hold your liquor when you go up into the big leagues. So he gets him fucked up on Jack Daniels and every other goddamn thing they can get their hands on. And he slips and falls over the banister. That sound good?
Sure.
Alright, good enough for me. He couldn't handle the Jack and Coke. Alright, fine, I'm a douchebag. Sorry.
But, I mean, there's not really a lot going on out there. The NFL draft happens at the end of the month. We're going to have to see what happens. I know I touched on that last week, like I already said. There's just a lot going on. The Patriots signed nose tackle Williams from the Carolina Panthers. And that's really it. We're looking good. So, do you want to move on?
Alright, I got a game.
Alright.
I've got game. Alright, this game is called... Yeah, that's what it's called, okay. Basically. It's called with a disregard to gravity.
Okay.
And basically what you're doing is you're base jumping off shit, and you're going at a high rate of speed, And what you're supposed to do is hug the walls that you're flying by. You can spray paint them. Yes, I know, you can spray paint while you're falling, like, you know, 100 miles per hour past something. It's also, there's also things called kissing, so it's like if you just pass by something and you don't stay near it, it's called kissing it. So, more or less, it's got a little joke going on about hugs and kisses.
Okay.
It's a pretty interesting game. We found this when the King and I were at the game convention last week, and I popped onto the game, and I found it was really fun, and I've been playing it on my laptop for a while now, seeing that I had to put down the my Making History game for a little bit. It was kind of hard to do that, because I've been jonesing for it.
Of course you have.
Stupid college. College has been really fucking tough lately. It's been, like, tossing all the shit they possibly can at us right at, like, the end of the semester.
Well, that's what college is good for.
Not on my last fucking semester.
I believe it is.
Bullshit.
Welcome to the real world.
You know what? Yeah, it has gotten me fucking ready for some shit, but, like, fuck, man. When I have to deal with the shit in real life, I'll be ready for it. It's just dealing with it right now doesn't make it seem like it's all that fucking worrisome.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. 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 Ah, man, I've been... Let me think. I'm fucking dying here. I got to talk to the guys from Split Second at you know, the Game Expo as well. And I am really happy to say that I might be able to get my hands on a copy of the game!
Allegedly.
Fuck you! And you're allegedly. But if I could get my fucking capability of getting my hands on that game and stuff like that, I'd be really happy because then I could bring it to you guys and tell you how it really is. More or less what they did was they kind of gave us like a game that didn't present the graphics so much to say, but you were able to play it, and I could say drifting on that sucker was awesome.
Nice. It was awesome.
You were great. Great drifting. Are you just following up with me every fucking word I say?
Yeah, so it actually sounds like I might know a little bit of what I'm talking about. I haven't even seen a game.
Fucking bastard.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Dealing with the expo last week was pretty great. Too bad the big anvil here couldn't join us, otherwise he would have had too much fun.
Well, I did have fun with Nenya. Me and her did the show. It was a good time. We had some laughs.
But you missed the really hot girl with the kinky boots up to, like, her, I don't know, her crotch.
Oh!
She had these bright red kinky boots.
Is Medusa in the room?
No.
I feel still... No, I'm kidding.
I think the only thing that was wrong with her was the long green hair.
Oh! Green hair! I love green hair.
Ah, okay. Alright, well, I think I'm done with games, but what I felt like what we should do is kind of go back to movies for a second.
Okay.
I felt like we kind of skipped over a little bit something over here.
Okay, what we skip over?
The previews. I mean, besides the fucking Iron Man. We've been fucking pumped full of that. The one that's really getting me right now is The Losers. Yes. That one looks really interesting.
Yes.
Then we've got another one, The A-Team.
Yes, and then there was also that other movie.
Called The Expendables.
Thank you.
And Expendables got the fucking cast upon cast members.
You have Sylvester Stallone.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Randy Couture.
Bruce Willis.
Terry Crews.
Jet Li.
Do we have to continue?
Yeah, it's kind of fucking insane, like, how many guys they had going down there. And, I think, what's his name? Little John? Is it? No, something else. But I got blown away, but more or less I felt that there's this flooding of action movies. Like, they had to go and, like, put a setup where a lot of these guys, you know, that were making up these stories and plot lines and everything last year were like, hey, you know what? We're all going to come out next year at the same time. Mm-hmm. And we want to see which action movie we're going to be doing better. The A-Team, The Expendables, or the fucking whatever else.
I remember growing up that the summer meant action movies.
That's
what came out every summer, and I look forward to them. And then the winter and stuff was your more kid kind of movies.
Yeah, that's because the kids are all stuck inside all the time. But,
exactly.
But no, the action movies that are coming out this, you know, this summer are looking fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just hoping that we don't go into it and everything that they showed in the previews is just the most awesome parts of the movie.
So I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed too, because it's like you guys go and put out all this marketing and shit and PR, and then you go in and sit there in the movie and you're like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, partially I can say back to the actual movie that we saw for Clash of the Titans today, I felt like falling asleep.
Yeah.
I actually closed my eyes for a second and went, oh shit, I almost fell asleep again. But I mean, it's that could be because I've been on like NyQuil, DayQuil.
I'm feeling, man.
So it's been kind of up and down, and then like when I take the NyQuil, I'm a fucking zombie. But dealing with that, it was pretty, you know, good to watch it. But in another sense, I was kind of like, this just isn't good enough.
No.
So when we go and step into the next movie, whatever that is next week. Because I'm not even thinking that far ahead.
Neither am I yet.
But if it, you know, whatever movie is next week, and we go to see it, hopefully we can go and, you know, actually be happy to walk in there. I mean, right now the only thing we've got looking forward to is going to see Marty.
Yes,
Marty is the man.
All right, if you're ever in the AMC theater in Danvers at the Liberty Tree Mall, there is this older gentleman, white hair, glasses. Talk to him about the Bruins. This dude loved the Bruins. He was telling us about when he was a kid, he paid $1.25 to go into the old Boston Garden and would sneak down up front in the days of Bobby Orr, Jerry Cheevers, and all your legends. You know, Pye McKenzie, John Busick, all of them.
So more or less, what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, pimp this guy out there. Because... like, literally, you could run up to him and do the whole Back to the Future, Marty! Marty!
And he laughs.
Yeah, see, he's a funny guy, and he's great like that. But more or less, that's the whole thing that we go through with these movies. We basically have been like, hey, we've got a movie this weekend. Hey, we got two fucking movies this weekend. Hey, we got no movies this weekend. What the fuck is going on? So we usually have to dig deep and dig hard to find out what the fuck is going on with these movies.
And, you know, sometimes we'll research the movies, we'll find the lesser knowns. And we'll make them work. Now, let's move off movies for a second.
No, vagina. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh.
I want to do an O for fuck's sake.
Yay, O for fuck's sake!
Alright, we haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah, we really haven't, because, I mean, it's always like our show runs kind of long, and yes. It gets to the 1:15 minute, and we're like, okay, we got to break off. And be like, no! I want to break my foot off in somebody's ass this week! So what did you want to talk about? I like it.
Well... my great aunt passed away this past week, and I had to go to her funeral.
Let's take on death, motherfucker!
No, we're not taking on death.
Oh.
But, you know, I was running late, and I had to get ready for work, so I stopped at McDonald's.
Mickey D's?
I don't like McDonald's, but I stopped there. I got myself two double cheeseburgers.
That's, double cheeseburger!
That's $2. I get charged, $2.60. And I questioned, and they told me I had to pay for lettuce. 30 cents for lettuce.
Lettuce?
Lettuce.
And how much did they give you again?
Very little.
How much is very little?
I can still see almost the entire burger underneath.
Oh. Oh!
It was like a few shreds.
Usually I get screwed on the lettuce. They usually give me, like, the fucking hard piece that you have to, like, do a double chew to get through the fucking thing instead of one clean bite.
Yeah, well, this was some very little bit of shred. I got charged 30 cents for it. I was
fucking
pissed.
Bastards.
And then I know somebody else that went who got charged 27 cents each for barbecue sauce with their chicken nuggets. Not even a couple free ones when you order them. He had to pay for all of them.
So what we're really trying to say is the economy is that bad that we have to pay for sauce.
Sauce and condiments.
And condiments.
And...
but I thought condoms were free! Never mind, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Just go back to what you were saying.
The free? Where?
I don't know.
I've been paying for all these years. Shit!
Yeah, that goes to show you.
Hey, at least I'm one of the good ones. They talk to me.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm waiting for the day for that one. But yes, that's my own for fuck's sake. Restaurants should not charge for sauce and condiments. Lettuce should be free. Look at Fuddruckers. You could put A1 steak sauce on for free. Come on! How about you, Blue? Do you have anything that you want to rant about?
Alright, my oh for fuck's sake basically is with the college setup. How about, like, let's deal with it in this scenario sense. You're sitting in class thinking, yes, we're getting away scot-free. The professor hasn't given us anything for a little while because, you know, he's kind of lazy. It gets to the point where he finally comes out of left field. And I mean left fucking field. He goes, well, seeing that we haven't been doing those papers because I haven't been assigning them, let's do a group project. And I went, no. No. Why? So then he goes into this whole thing. He's like, yes, what we're going to do is we're going to compare, you know, whatever country that you get chosen for and compare it to America. And I went, wait a second. This isn't comparative legal systems. This is police studies. What the fuck is this? Believe me, a lot of my fellow students are freaking the fuck out. And along with that, we've got our shit due Friday of next week. So I'm kind of freaking the fuck out, man. So I'm more or less having to bust my ass after I do this goddamn show to create the goddamn thing. But yet, I've got my mom biting at my heels to go and take a fridge out because my fucking fridge died. Yes, R.I.P. the fridge fucking what? 2010? Alright, that's enough out of you. So, more or less, my oh for fuck's sake is, goddamn it, professor, why the hell did you have to give us this shit at this time and moment, especially after the fact that I was going to the whole expo last weekend, and now I'm kind of still surviving from the cold that I obtained. So it's really been kind of fucked up. Yeah, I don't know. I got another one.
Oh, Lord, he's...
Criminal justice! I know. Probably tired of me saying criminal justice, but...
Criminal justice? What's criminal justice?
In Indiana.
Yes.
I believe it was a 10-year-old boy. Tasered. By two police officers. Because he was acting up in school and the teacher goes and, you know, called up the police because this is like the second time the kid's done it.
Yes.
And I guess he ended up with two burn marks. And the one thing that I have to say that was really getting on my nerves was the news was going, oh yeah, he walked away with two burn marks and stuff like that. Fuck everybody who gets tased gets fucked burn marks.
Huh?
What the fuck you expect him to do? Walk away with a fucking lollipop?
Well, how do you feel about the girl that got arrested because she drew on her desk in school?
That's fun.
She's currently suing the city that she's from.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised about that. Basically, anything and everything can get you sued nowadays.
Right. Well, I want to touch on something that's been all over the news.
Hookers?
I said all over the news, not all over our streets.
Oh, right. Union Street, okay.
All right. 9 people have been charged with causing the suicide of that Phoebe Prince.
Oh, the Irish girl?
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry. She was a cute little girl, too.
I know,
I'm not saying, like, you know, I don't do anything, but I mean, like, that is one of the girls that I've been like, hey, how are you doing, like, when I was back in the day, blah, 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 be like her best friend, and then try to date her. But anyways, and then, like, but more or less, it does suck that, you know, that these people have done this shit to him, and people are getting to the point where it's, like, we had another one, we had two, and, like, within a month and a half of mm-hmm. each other, and that they fucking killed themselves because they kept on getting fucking harassed.
Now, I mean, are kids these, you know, nowadays more sensitive than we were?
I don't know. I think there was always some shit going on that happened back in the day that, you know, some kid would do something or they would, you know, kill themselves or do some stupid bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like they're doing it more often. I mean, I know she's not from here, so she didn't grow up with it. But I remember, you know, growing up until I learned how to fight, you know, I'd get picked on until I finally busted the kid in the jaw. But, I mean, it just basically is one of those things that I think the kids are just finally getting meaner. You know, when I was a kid, you know, they'd call you stupid or something, but...
Yeah,
I
was like, yeah, it's like, that's kind of like being like, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking, that's normal.
Your mom!
Yeah, I know.
Your mom what?
But, I mean, like, I remember back in, you know, being in, like, elementary school, and there was this one douchebag kid that fucking would harass the shit out of me and stuff. And there was one day he broke his hand or some shit, and he came in and he held the ball on us. We were like, give me back the ball. The motherfucker came over and just fucking whapped us in the head with the fucking thing and took like six of us out with the fucking cast. Yeah. And I was like, dude, that's fucked up.
Well,
but I mean, like, bullying and stuff like that, it can get bad. I mean, especially if you go up through the ranks. I mean, I didn't really have to deal with that because of the shit that happened to me when I was 13, but everybody respected me, and I always had people's backs, and they had mine.
Yeah, I mean, I got it pretty bad until I turned 12, and,
ended up being bigger than everybody. Gross.
I'm sorry, 11. I apologize. It was 7th grade. Kid came up to me. He'd been bothering me all year. Shoves me over my seat. I got up and I punched him over a desk. Nobody ever messed with me again. But now you have the internet and they're harassing you over the internet. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.
Yeah, like, I mean, you don't have really a sanctuary because the fact is when you went to go home, you'd be like, yes, I'm safe. I can play a video game. I don't have to worry about them bossing me around or some shit or saying shit online without one of my friends contacting me and saying, oh, dude, they're saying shit about you now.
Yeah.
So the one that I'm the one that like happened to one of my nephews one time was the oldest nephew. He was in middle school, right? And it dealt with where a kid who kept on like, you know, he's the outcast and he kept on, you know, fucking with people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing that the kid kept on doing shit to my nephew. My nephew could take it. He's no pussy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the kid goes and cracks him upside the head with an axe canister. And my nephew fucking flipped out, thinking that he had a fucking, what do you call it? Like, his skull got cracked in?
Yeah.
Because it left a dent and a bump? He beat the living fuck out of that kid, and the kid got what he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
So, more or less, a lot of these kids are able to fight back nowadays, especially if they're not willing to take shit. And, I mean, if I ever was to have taken shit back when I was in high school or middle school, I would have either fucked the person up, or if I didn't fuck the person up, the people behind me would have fucked that person up.
Exactly. I mean, in high school, I was on the football team, so you always had the, you know, jock support. But we didn't put up with people getting bullied, I mean, at least at my high school. You know, if you were, in the sped class, we didn't put up with people bullying you. We'd actually step up for the sped kids, because they couldn't fight for themselves, most of them.
Yeah, more or less.
Because I remember after one football practice, one of the kids had been walking home, and some kids started messing with him, and he's just laying there crying. Because the kids are sitting there pushing, you know, they push him to the ground, and they're sitting there kicking at him. A couple of us jumped out of a car and beat the kids down. You know, there were 3 football players and 8 of them, and we beat them down, and we gave that kid a ride home.
Yeah, but this is the shit that's going on now that you have to worry about the fact that the kid's well-being and, like, I kind of have to blame the parents on the fact that they're not really watching their kids close enough. I mean, that's kind of close to the fact that, like, the kids who pulled Columbine.
Okay.
Like, you know, yeah, the parents weren't watching them close enough. Yeah, but in other ways, how can you watch them? If you're, like, over their fucking shoulder, they're going to get pissed off.
Exactly, and, you know, you still have to work a job, too.
Yeah, you gotta be able to figure out, you know, keep tabs on them and, you know, have them figure out a way to be able to tell people what shit going on without having that person turn away on them and say, oh, you're just a fucking pussy.
And I think every kid should have an outlet for their anger. Whether it's a punching bag, a weight room, something.
Paintball.
That
was my way of fucking getting my shit out back when I was in high school. Just everything was paintball to me because I didn't have I used to go in high school with a trench coat, but people were like, what are you, part of the trench coat mafia? And, of course, somebody mentioned about something about dealing with, what do you call it? Somebody said that I had guns. I was like, how the fuck can you blame me on that? So, more or less, they all freaked out, and they all actually had to call the police on me because they thought I was going to go shoot up the school. I was just like, why the fuck would I shoot up the school? I'm trying to get the fuck out of it, first of all. I mean, I'm trying to survive to get the fuck out into either college or career or something like that. I'm not the one that, you know, I mean, they always like, yeah, it's always the quiet ones. I'm like, yeah, it's always the quiet ones that you pick on because of the fact that they fucking go off their fucking chain. If you left them the fuck alone, they wouldn't go off their fucking, like, nice path and leave people the fuck alone. Because they just want to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it wasn't for sports, I probably would have been angrier. And paintball. Because paintball was the shit, and high school sports just kept me going. Now I play, you know, semi-pro football. Me and Blue are going to do paintball and street hockey, so good outlets.
Yeah, but, so, I mean, with all the shit that I've dealt with lately, it's like college and work. I barely have time or had the money to go and play paintball lately, so I'm always, it's either a game is in my hand so I can play it and get it frustration out. That's the only thing you can do to survive now.
Well, we got that trip coming up in June, so.
We're looking to do paintball. Want to join? Anybody?
Send us a message.
Yeah, send us a message. You might want to hang out with us and play some paintball.
Yeah, you want to go paintball on Saturday, June 5th? Hit us up, either Anvil at BostonBassBrigade.com or Bluonic at BostonBassBrigade.com. We'll fill you in.
We're still trying to figure out a way to get the king with us.
Yeah, that one's not going to happen.
No. We'll figure out a way so we can either, like, sit on the sidelines and record us or something like that. There's got to be a way. There's always a way.
We'll have to find a way.
We'll get him, like, multiple padding with, like air conditioning in it.
Let's wrap him in bubble wrap.
We gotta get him the paintball tank. There you go.
We'll wrap him in bubble wrap so every time he gets hit, we can hear.
Yeah, that's true.
But, all in all, parents, you know, talk to your kids and give them an outlet. You know, for whether it's sports, martial arts, video games.
Something. Yeah, more or less with that. Like, I mean, there are those kids that are just not athletic, so just let them be what they want to be, because if they want to go and be athletic, a lot of them will probably ask you more or less, be like, hey, you want to play a game, you know, catch or something like that. And then they'll be like, hey, I want to try out for a baseball team, or hey, I want to do football, or hockey, or this and that. So you definitely have to, you know, pay attention to what's going on with that.
But, let's move on now.
To what?
Well, potatoes.
What, the bag of potatoes that we just ate?
No. All right, now for next week, for a movie, the only one that looks good, in my opinion, is Date Movie.
No!
That looks hilarious with Steve Carell, Tina Fey, and Mark Wahlberg.
Letter to God, the Square.
I know. And then the following week, there's two good-looking movies, Kick-Ass and Death at a Funeral.
Yeah, we think we're going to go with probably Kick-Ass more, but then we'll probably, if we have to double it up, we'll go and see Death at a Funeral.
Well, that's an advantage we have coming up for one reason. Because the following week, we have The Losers.
Yay, The Losers!
Which I'm looking forward to because my wife is in there, which is Zoe Saldana. She's delicious.
Oh, man, if you see that video, giggity-giggity, she's flying through the air going into a bathtub.
Yes, but the following week, there's nothing.
What?
Yes, there's nothing that looks good. All that's coming out is I Love You, Philip Morris.
Aw.
I know. And Please Give.
Alright, so more or less what we're trying to say here is give us some movies that you'd want us, you know, want to check out or something like that, because we're dying here. We're dying. No, I'm just joking.
We're in between those good summer and the good winter. We're in that middle area. But The Losers does look really good. I'm surprised that they said Kick-Ass over Death at a Funeral just because it looks so funny.
Well, you got Chris Rock, you got all the, you know.
But a Date Movie does look really funny to me, and it's the only thing that's really
going. It looks like Get Smart 2, basically, but without what's-her-name from and The Rock again.
Yes. So,
I don't know, I mean, I guess we could probably call this quits.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I know.
Well, besides what we got to cut down anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess this is doing a good show for the good fight. The Boston Bastard Brigade.
Yes, we are bastards, but we also do, you know, care about what's going on out there. And remember, everybody, April is Autism Awareness.
And you better fucking take it on.
You know, one in every 144 children is affected.
Really? Is that the numbers?
Yeah, I saw the commercial before I left my house. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't want to have kids just because of the fact that, you know. Because
they gave me the whole, you know, kid hits the ball. One in every 875 million children make it to pro baseball.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot smaller number. One in every 144 have autism. It's like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of, like, depressing. And I mean, like, more or less when we were sitting out in the
theater, they had, you know.
They had that autism thing, and then. More or less, not saying that the kids in the neighborhood are autistic or anything, but watching the other kids playing in the neighborhood, you're like, wow, dude. Damn, those kids are lucky.
You know, I worked at an elementary school for a while. It's like, all right, there's like 800 kids. It's like, wow.
You break it down, there was 44 kids that were down. Just kidding.
So, I mean, support your local organizations that are trying to do good. you know, autism awareness, breast cancer awareness, everything awareness, and
yes, save honest, them testicles.
Oh, my testicles. Okay. So,
I think I need to get checked again.
Yeah, to support your local artists and everything, but let's take a fork in the show where we're done.
Yeah, and then I gotta go take care of more shit anyways.
Yeah.
Damn you, paper! Damn you, fridge! Fuck so, everything!
Feel free to email us at thebastards@bostonbastardgate.com or email us individually at our name at bostonbastardgate.com.
Like anvil@bostonbastardgate.com. BlueOnic@bostonbastardgate.com. KingBabyDuck@bostonbastardgate.com. There you go. You fucking happy?
Thank you.
Alright, the other part is myspace.com/TheBostonBastardBrigade. I wish we could put the motherfucking Boston Bastard Brigade there, but it's just myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. How about the other one?
And don't forget to check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go over and show them some love.
Show them lots and lots of love. They like that.
Yes. We love the sisters.
Till next time, people! No, I'm just kidding.
This is Anvil.
This is Blonic.
We are the Bastards.
Where the fuck is the cake?